bin that they just dump cardboard in.
Yeah, what if they have larger quantities of cardboard? Or is that not typical of...
I don't know that they had it, but... That's a good question. So inside, they had the roll-off bins. Inside the windows, you can see the ledge. There's a metal piece there that contours down to the bin. Here's a view of the trailer that they load. Some signage above the windows. So they dumped paper and magazines all in this one, and then as the gentleman got time, he'd separate that out so he could get more per ton. So they'd separate the paper and the magazine. And then just some interior views of the center. Then back to the Branson Recycle. So I just took an individual picture of each baler. This is the one that does aluminum. Here's your cardboard. And I listed these as they were on that list that you guys received. This baler is actually owned by a contractor. That's what's sitting there for their paper. These are your glass roll-off bins. Some dumping hoppers. These are the poly carts, similar to what they had in front of or behind the windows at Monette. And they have these cart lifters that lift the rolling carts. You see them sitting in here. And I believe this is what they have listed as a forklift scoop. You see where the forks go in, they can scoop and then cover it up. I believe Devin and Denzel gave you an estimate to convert the old transfer building into a recycle center. Devin wants to go through that one with you.
Yeah, the top estimate would include dirt removal to put a loading dock in where the salt spreaders are currently. Putting a fence or type of gate type system along the pit. And then we have one concrete wall on the right-hand side that would have to be removed. A little bit of floor repair. And then the window framing at the front of the building, similar to what Monad had, where we could have the carts inside those windows and just take them to the baler as they fill up and then replace it with another cart. And there would be at least four windows at that front of the building, and that came to approximately $9,300. One question I don't have an answer for yet would be the cardboard, if it has to be dry or if it can be wet. If it can be out in the weather to load on a flatbed, then that would save doing a lean-to off of the current building for cardboard storage. The portable office break room, place where they could eat their lunch, warm up, cool down, would be $2,500. The new roadway down the platted public roadway, just to develop it, would be around $3,800. To pave the new roadway would be $14,000. And we have still not heard back on a estimate on the electrical to wire it up, to wire all the balers with three-phase.
Three-phase is already in the building.
Yeah, it's there. We just got to figure out, you know, looping it around to get it to the location where the balers and that would be.
Your 14,081 is to build that new roadway and pave it complete?
Well, it'd be about right at 18,000 altogether by the time we doze it out, put the required amount of rock, and then the pavement on it. Mm-hmm. Yes. And that is my biggest concern, if that location is a way to handle the traffic. That way should work fine for coming in, but I do have concerns about going out because, you know, 75 feet from that, you've got our outbound scale traffic coming out also. So from time to time, you know, if we can have the time to direct people, if there's not a whole lot of traffic at the transfer, we could send them out where the outbound would go, would be my safest.
I misunderstood you when we met there. I thought that roadway would be wide enough that you would have, you would come in, you'd have a two-lane come in and go out.
It would, but my deal, I've been thinking about it every day, would be coming back out when you've got inbound coming in right there, and then you've got outbound, you know, 75 feet from it. Two different deals of traffic on that one illustration. See what I'm saying? Where you would come in, and then you've also got your inbound coming into the scale.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your outbound coming out here to leave. So coming back out this way, you've got two people at the same time trying to leave along with people coming in.
I thought, though, you were saying that this road that would be built would be wide enough that they could come in and come out like a two-lane. But you're saying the coming out here at the same time meeting at that intersection,
right.
And if you happen to do it during school time, you're in problems.
You could, at times, have three different traffic issues right there at the same time.
Yeah, and it could be 20 to 30,000 cars a year.
Well, those intersections that handle 20 to 30,000 cars a day, so I don't see that as being an insurmountable.
Well, you're talking about the intersection at Buchanan where it joins the outer road there. Is that what you're talking about, Commissioner Williams?
No, you said 20 to 30,000 cars, but you said a year. I don't see it being that big of a deal.
Well, I'm just talking when you add it to your semis or whoever coming in loaded to do for the transfer station. With that close of proximity.
Again, I don't see it being.
Well, I know those that are over there have concern on it.
Were we not going to use the existing entrance and see if we need to even do the new road curve?
That's up to you. We can, yeah. I'll just have to put the signage up over here to get them to come straight in and not go over the scale every time. There wouldn't be a need for them to go over the scale.
Right.
You're suggesting the existing entrance as it is now coming into the transfer station for the inbound there to come in to the side and go back for recycle? Would that not change where you're talking about doing the dock at?
This has currently got pavement all the way down to about right in here. Mm-hmm. And it warms up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Added during that project.
If you did that, would it change the approach to where you were talking about putting the...
We would have to definitely add some signage on directing people in for recycle. And until we could get them trained, I mean, to let them know how to go out safely and try to help them out. That could be an option.
Last slide. This is the equipment list that was sent. Devin that he sent me, and I went ahead and put it on. I think all the commissioners got that list. Item number five, of course, is that vertical baler owned by the contractor. Then there is, and that's not highlighted for some reason, there's a new recycle trailer that's still having a lien on District 10.
Gaylord boxes?
Yeah.
And then pallets?
One of the bin lifters.
And the wire for the balers? The blue trailers.
What's that say? It says back to Greenway.
That's the vertical wire, I believe.
Who would we use for the for that? Would we not talk to them? Or?
They're actually here.
They're here today. If you want
to,
if you got any questions?
Come today. If you want to ask him any questions, Mr. Von Baron is here. So.
Is it, would we be using their services, or would we look at somebody else, or what? I mean, I don't know.
I presently handle the contract services for the city of Branson right now, and Monette, and Christian County. The balers are ours, the Gaylord boxes are ours. Normally what we do is our trailer that's there is ours for the mixed recyclables. So when we switch out a trailer when it's full, we get a request. Usually we bring a stack of Gaylord boxes and a stack of skids. They just refill them there. Each center is handled differently. Monette is handled differently than Branson is handled different. Christian County and Branson are about the same, except for the cardboard. A question was brought up about cardboard. Cardboard movement is based on volume. If you could put a load of 20 tons of cardboard together in a month, per se, it is advisable to sell at mill direct, and you can set it outside. Branson, that's how Branson has been run. They would bale cardboard, set it outside. When they had a load, which they deemed by bale count, they would call, we would set up a truck to come in, they would load it, and it would go straight to the paper mill. That yields the greatest revenue stream for the entity. Shops like Monette and Christian County, they don't produce that much cardboard, so they elect contractually to put the cardboard on the trailer and have a total mixed volume of materials. Baled cardboard, cans, plastics. One thing that I think was said, Branson does not bale their paper. We advise all of our clients not to bale newspapers or magazines or office paper, because these balers are not really designed for baling of flat sections of paper or magazines. It's just going to fall apart. There's not enough pressure, the method of tying dry. So,
what if it comes in shredded?
There's different gradings of papers. Office paper pays greater revenue than mixed paper. Newspapers by themselves pay greater. So the office paper, the way Branson did it, and I've always, as I said, Branson, for whatever reason, does not want to do this anymore. And they were the best run recycling center I've been around in 25 years in business. And they left all the sorting, they put that